Welcome to Holistic Hot Talk Radio, empowering listeners to connect with movers and shakers in the integrative and holistic health world. Informing you is our passion. Our guests are making a statement that health promotion and disease prevention is possible. Sit back, relax, and join our Holistic Hot Talk team for timely discussions with our guests. Now, let's get on with the show.
Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Pat Kennedy, a registered nurse and thermographer working in the world of integrative medicine. And I am so pleased to have Bob Tucker as a guest on this educational series. And thank you for allowing us to educate and introduce you to the emerging world of EaseList Global Holistic Directory. Bob, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful.
Thank you for having me here.
Well, it's interesting. Oh, listen, and we're so pleased for what you bring to the table. I'm always impressed by individuals that live their life according to what we believe we know, and that's mainstream or allopathic medicine. And then very interesting how there's this aha moment or this some kind of impending doom that allows us to peek in and open up to this beautiful integrative, natural, medical, preventative world that we're trying to share and trying to also create a collective community. And I'm thrilled that your background is very mainstream, technically based as a software developer and computer technical expert. And could you share your story of how you went from living in that realm and all of a sudden opening up and starting this journey into the other side, if you will?
For sure. Yeah, it's definitely a paradigm shift, that's for sure. Yeah, well, basically what happened was that an accident. It was quite a number of years ago in the Caribbean, and had an infection. It started off with a Portuguese man o' war that actually had stung me, and I basically had a neurotoxin introduced into me, and that basically created a blood circulation issue in my right leg. So that's kind of what kind of started the process. And then fast forwarding a number of years of having that situation, and then throughout that timeline, what had occurred is that many medical doctors had been looking at the damage that had occurred in my veins, and you know, I kept on hearing nothing we can do, and you know, I was fully in that whole Western medicine paradigm. So it's like, oh, okay, well, that's all I knew, so that's what I'm being told, and that's basically being told I have to live with this. So that's kind of where everything started. And then I went on a camping trip, and because of this neurotoxin being introduced, what happened was that basically from about halfway down the calf all the way to my toes, there's no feeling there. So, you know, I can cut myself and there's just no feeling at all. So what had happened was that I went in front of a campfire, and I was, you know, tending to the fire, and all of a sudden I smell something burning, and I look down, and my sandal is smoking, and it's like, oh boy, what's going on down there? And I look down just in time to see my whole foot just completely erupt and explode in this huge burn. So that's basically what had, you know, started the final piece of everything, where now all of a sudden now there's a huge issue with my foot. So that entered me back into the medical system, and we're, of course, on holidays and a whole other area of the country. So basically I was told that we had to go from emergency room to emergency room to get back home as quickly as possible. And actually one nurse very specifically at the front of my journey said something that actually was so profound that just popped in my mind, that actually set the mood for the whole time on my journey back home. And she said to me, you are going to be in charge of your health care. You have your file. You have to go from place to place and make sure that the doctors and everybody understands in emergency what they need to do and make sure they have the history. And, you know, basically giving me this power to say, you know, you're in power of yourself now. So that really set the mood and really started me thinking that, yeah, you know what, this is my body and I'm in charge of this, and this has to be done the way that I want to. So I went from kind of emergency to emergency, and then in the meantime had gotten a phone call basically from this hands-on healer in the Okanagan, and I literally had a fork in the road. I was driving home, and I could go straight, which would be to get home as quickly as possible, or I could hang a left on the fork of the road and go down to this healer. And I just all of a sudden just thought for a moment, going, you know what? All I hear all the time is nothing we can do, nothing we can do. And I'm looking at my foot, infection is setting in, and I'm just seeing that it's going to get taken off. Like, it just didn't look very good at all. So that's what really started the whole thing. And I went down to the hands-on healer, and he introduced me to this fabulous technology that I use to this day to assist other people. And it completely reversed the whole infection process. There was this black line that the doctor drew on my foot and said, if this red area goes past this black line, make sure you get into emergency right away. So it was creeping and creeping towards that, and I went to this hands-on healer, and it started creeping the opposite direction and disappearing to all of a sudden where the red of this intense inflammation infection is totally gone. So that's really what started this whole thing. And then I went back to my doctor because, you know, I was told, you know, go back to your family doctor and get this checked out right away. He looks at the file and looks at my foot, and he actually was going to take me off antibiotics and everything, but he decided to, I might as well just finish everything off because, you know, we're already halfway through it, so I might as well just finish it at this point. But he's looking at me like he doesn't understand what everybody's talking about because from his estimation, the foot looked completely fine. And that's what clicked for me, that, oh, okay, here we are, something that obviously is working here. I saw that it worked, but I needed confirmation from my doctor because that's my, was my world, right? The doctor knows everything. So, yeah, there he is. He said it too. So, voila. So that's what really kind of started everything for me. And then I just started to go deeper down the rabbit hole to, you know, what exactly is this? And I realized, well, you know what? Western medicine is called allopathic medicine, and it's only a small fraction of the world. There's a whole other world out there. Hence my hands-on healer that basically introduced to me this, to this as well, that I wanted to understand more about it and research it. And I bought more of his technology and more of it. And that's what I use to this day now to assist other people now to completely change their realities and make their dreams come true. The, one of my clients that I'm working with right now, she's been held up in her house the whole time for many years, and now she's having dreams about going to visit her family now. And she's completely in joy to anticipate and actually have a focus on some other dream other than staying in her house. And that's what really started my whole journey. And what gives me pleasure now is by actually seeing other people's reality uplift the same as though it happened to me.
And, you know, Bob, that's so very typical. And many colleagues of mine and clients have had that similar, you know, blatant example of going down the wrong path, feeling you have absolutely no control over the cells of your body, infection and burns, etc., and then to turn and realize this truly innate power. And I'd love for you to share a bit about this energy, this subtle energy work that you're doing now. And can you describe it a little more for our individuals that want to get educated in that realm?
For sure. Yeah. So everything starts in energy and then manifests into the physical. So anything that's occurring on the body basically started out in energy and then manifested itself in the actual physical on the body or in the body, wherever it's occurred. So what happens out there is that, you know, we just get, there's many stressors out there in the world. And what happens is that when the immune system gets stressed out, it looks at the new stressor coming in, say if mold happened to be the newest one that came in on the then to the body. It's stressed out. It only has so many energy marbles it can deal with in this moment. It looks at that going, I can't deal with you. I'm completely stressed here. So it'll do what's called switching the polarity of the mold. And it will never look at mold ever again for the rest of that body's life, of your body's life. So what I do also is that when I'm working with the actual stressors inside of, say, if it happened to be the liver that I'm working with, whatever it happens to be, then I'm looking at the intensity of the liver with the stressor in it, so with mold. So then how intense is the mold as an energy inside of that organ? So then what happens then is that when I switch the polarity back, all I'm doing is I'm training the body to say, hey, look, this mold can now be looked at. Now the immune system is going to do its job naturally. So that's basically what I'm doing, is I'm going through and allowing the body to release the stressors on its own and doing what it does best. If the body is in perfect shape with no stressors, the body can actually live to a couple hundred years old. But it's because of how the aging process works with stressors and many different other factors that limits the lifespan of the human body. And then it's all environmental for whatever diseases that are out there. So that's basically what I'm doing, is I'm dialing into the human body just like if it's a phone number, and I'm using your picture for that. So I basically look, grabbing your picture, getting your energy from it. It could be your baby picture, it can be recent picture, it doesn't matter, because that's an energy representation of you. And then I'm quantum dialing into you. So by quantum, I mean that there's no space between us. It's just like if you're beside me sitting here and I'm now working with your body. And then I'm going through all your organs, all your glands, all your systems, and seeing how alive they are. And that creates the roadmap that says, okay, this is what we're looking at for you. And that's your vitality, how alive you are. And that's what I'm basically doing with my subtle energy instrument. So I go through that and go through that with everybody and then say, this is basically what we're going to be working on, is these five lowest performing organs or systems, because those five lowest organ performing systems are the ones that are dragging down the whole body. So once we harmonize that and release the stressors from them, now those organs now bounce back. They're now producing their own energy. The body doesn't have to send energy to that anymore, and that then uplifts the whole body. So now, say with another client of mine, she's just reported to me that she can now read, she can now concentrate, she can now retain, and she now has the joy of reading back again because of what was happening in her brain. So by releasing the stressors, now the brain, in this particular example, is able to then work on its own now and then do whatever it needs to be done and doing what it does naturally. So that's really what I'm doing in a nutshell, is releasing that. And then what the hold is in the energy world. So by releasing the energy lock that's occurring, then the body can then more effectively release the stressor as well. So that's kind of in a nutshell, basically what I'm doing.
Phenomenal and so powerful. But are you finding a couple things, Bob? Are you finding that people are more open and embracing of this abstract concept of energy work? Do you see a shift occurring in your practice?
Well, that's actually a very good question. And that's one thing that I've been noticing the last year or so, is that there's actually has been a paradigm shift out there. When I've been doing this for between 7 and 8 years now, just say 7.5 years, just to put a number on it. So I've been working in this for quite some time. And where things had started from is that, you know, there was a lot of education. Like, how can you possibly work with me by not touching me and just using my picture, for example? People just had to go through a lot of education with them. And then, you know, how does disease actually occur in the body? How do stressors infiltrate the body? And having to go through a lot of base education for people to effectively understand it, to then say, oh, okay, I see what you're doing now. But what's happening now is that when I'm talking with people, a lot more people are educated now. They've gone out there. They've seen that, okay, Western medicine is just a part of the pie. What is this whole thing about energy medicine? What about this vibrational medicine? What about this, I can't remember the name of it, but it's basically works with magnets. So you're putting magnets in certain parts of on your body to work with your biomagnetic field. So there's all these other types of techniques that are out there that you know, it's what's in alignment with people. But basically the key thing, though, is that they're coming pre-educated. So they're asking very, very intelligent questions, which shows me that they've already done that base research, and they're just asking some specific questions about what is my specific viewpoint, where exactly am I coming from. So that's one of the things that I've seen, is that more ownership of their bodies, more empowering, self-empowering. So basically saying, you know, I'm important. I know that there's something wrong with me. If someone's telling me that there's something not wrong with me, that means that they're not really talking with me. So then they basically move on. So that's the great thing, is that, and that was one of the frustrations for another person that I was working with, is that they said, yeah, all I kept hearing in the medical industry was that, Western medical industry to be precise, is there's nothing wrong with you. We can't find anything wrong with you. And basically trying to then tell her that it was in her head. As you can see, most of my clients are ladies. So, you know, basically they start to go, well, no, I know there's something wrong with me. So that's where now I've seen where they've reached out. And that's the self-empowerment side, though, of empowering themselves to say, you know, I know there's something wrong with me. There's something out of harmony here. There's something wrong. And then they're going out with it. And that's what I've really noticed, is the very key thing is that people are very interested in what other things are out there and what other things can be done. And then what is in alignment with them is based on their research and what they basically, what they need in that moment. So that, but yeah, that's a very good question. And I have noticed that huge change out there.
Yeah, and it's exciting because we are coming together. People don't want to feel alone. They want to be part of a movement. They want to be part of a community. And it just gives them more power to open the door a little wider, try different things, and, of course, in many incidences, open up to the possibilities of things they have never heard about, like quantum physics, until they get into this space where they realize there's a massive, unbelievable community out there. And that's why it's so exciting about Eve's List Global Holistic Directory and being able to have something that is tangible that you can go to, do your own due diligence, and not spin your wheels. Yes, they're coming more educated to us all the time, but interesting, it's kind of who they happen upon or what article. Wonderful to have a collective, concerted effort in here's the smorgasbord of what's available to you. Start creating and learning and utilizing all that exists for you, and it's phenomenal. And just this is very powerful, and I love the journey, and I love to how that impacted you so much. It became all encompassing. And do you do global work? You're beyond your local area. You're literally, do you Skype? Do you do phone? How versatile is it what you provide?
Yeah, that's a very excellent question. That's what I am, is global. It doesn't matter where you are on this planet, I can work with you. And I just work with, email, Skype, or whatever the person uses for communication. It doesn't matter to me. And we communicate there, because what happens is that once I've gone through the initial harmony, well, of course, there's the initial consultation of going through that worksheet, 2 pages, incredibly comprehensive. That would take the medical industry many months to produce all the test results that are on that 2-page report that I offer there, and probably $2,000 to boot. So I perform quite that whole thing just in terms of what I produce there, in terms of a diagnostic, at way cheaper. And then, so we go through a consultation, but then there's the harmonization side of things. So after the harmonization, as the body is releasing things, it's like a very major cleanse, a huge cleanse that occurs. And some people can get some reactions to that, right? So I always tell them that, I have lots of water handy, be drinking lots of water, but I just need lots of communication during that part. Because what I can do is that as the body is releasing things, if there's any discomfort anywhere, then I can work with that to actually harmonize that. So that's where it's for about 3 days after the harmonization, I like to keep in close contact with people just to make sure that everything is releasing nicely in the systems. And that's what I do, is I'm basically using like Skype or email or whatever is appropriate. Then they just let me know what's needed, and I help them out and soothe them through that process. It's kind of symptomatic based at that point, but that's okay, because that's just part of the releasing process. But yeah, I can work with anybody anywhere on the planet.
Very versatile. Incredible. Bob, do you have a website that individuals can go and check it out and connect with you via that for further information?
Yes, for sure. Yeah, so it's creativeharmonicsolutions.com. And once you land on the right at the root page there, the front page, there's some quick links there to go directly to body harmonization. There's past interviews there. You can listen there right at the front. and you can just dive right into the body harmonization. We'll actually explain more. And then on our contact page, there's multiple different ways to get a hold of me. So whatever is easiest, and then we can chat and you can find out a little bit more by chatting with me.
That's wonderful. And Bob, I want to thank you for bringing to the table and being such a vital piece of the evolution of EaseList directory. And our listeners that have signed up for this educational series can go on EaseList.net, stay in the loop as we evolve and create. And thank you very much for being a vital part of that and bringing also the fact that you're on that grassroots level, experiencing, working, believing, understanding, and sharing that world, that very important and vital world of energy medicine. So thanks so much, and what a great interview. Pleased to have been included.
Thank you very much, and I'm really happy to be a part of this and be able to offer this community out there so people can have the research at their fingertips. And I went through an extensive, self-exhaustive process for my research, and it'd be nice to just have a portal that everybody could just go to and just grab everything they need, which is one of the things that I think that EaseList offers, which is fantastic.
Oh, wow, this is great. Well, thank you very much. This has been another very educational and empowering dialogue with Bob Tucker. Get on EaseList.net and join our
You've team. Been listening to Holistic Hot Talk Radio on eFactor Network. All information shared has been the opinion of our guests and assists you in making informed decisions regarding your health. Our goal through freedom of speech is to educate, empower, and inspire you. Join us next time for more Holistic Hot Talk and have a healthy body, mind, and spirit-filled week.